Dreamscape presents Survival Guide to Motherhood, the parenting pep talk every Christian mom needs by Karen Stubbs, narrated by the author. Dedication. I dedicate this book to my four children, Kelsey, Emily, Taylor, and Abby. Thank you for allowing me to share all our stories to encourage other moms. What a privilege it is to be your mom. Forward by Courtney DeFeo. I remember exactly where I was sitting when I had one of the most all-consuming cries of my whole motherhood. I was on the side of my bed with the door closed. I was hiding from my toddler, newborn, and husband. The newborn happened to trigger this deep sobbing, but if I'm honest, it had been building for 3 years, and it all unleashed in a big way. I had tried everything in my power to help my baby girl nurse consistently, drink a bottle without barfing it all up, or stop crying for just 1 minute. Larson had some serious colic and reflux, and I had hit my breaking point. I realize now why the cries felt so deep in my soul. I truly have never loved something more than these girls in my entire life, and I've never wanted to do something more right with all my heart. I desperately wanted to fix this situation and was hoping either this screaming baby or baby Jesus himself would physically write a 3-step action plan for reflux on my bathroom mirror. Sadly, neither of those things happened that day. But I do believe God entered a friend into my life right at that time. Her name is Ashley. All her babies had suffered from reflux, and she understood the maddening attempts to make those babies comfortable. Ashley didn't offer a miracle, but she offered sincere hope, godly encouragement, and some practical next steps. I didn't know how badly I needed those things to survive. Once I could stop sobbing and look up, I could see that God did provide an answer, and He has been doing that for the last 16 years of motherhood in so many ways. About 5 years into my motherhood journey, Ashley introduced me to Karen Stubbs. I read her books and studies long before we became friends in ministry. She's that kind of mentor and author that you just simply trust. If Karen's name is on it, it's simply add to cart. Her podcast is at the top of my list because it's the next best thing to sitting across a meal with her. It's probably a good thing we don't live in the same city because I would just show up at her doorstep weekly for a pep talk.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?